And welcome to Arts in Review. This is indeed your host, Julio Martinez, and I wasn't lying. We are hosting two world premiere plays. The first one is Freud on Cocaine. Yes, it's true. And we have the director and Mr. Freud here in studio. So I want to welcome Howard Scorer, the playwright, and Jonathan Slavin, who's playing Freud. How do you do, sirs?
How are you? Thanks for having us.
Fine. Let me hear your mic, sir.
Yeah, no, it's great to be here. Thank you for having us. There we go.
Both mics are working. That's
all right.
Great.
Love it.
So this play is performing at the Whitefire Theater, which is just a baseball throw from my house. I live by Notre Dame High School.
There you go.
Yeah. And as usual, as people do who bring plays to the Whitefire, you're performing one night a week.
We had an opening weekend Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but now we moved to once a week, yes, sir.
Saturdays.
Yes, thank you. That's the day.
And you're,
I gotcha.
And you're running through November 4th.
That's correct, yes.
So we still have time.
You still got some time to see Freud on Cocaine.
You had a rather prestigious start as a playwright and a screenwriter. I was wondering how the concept of Freud on Cocaine came to you.
I was a psychology major in college. I was always fascinated by Freud, and I took a course in college where I pretty much read everything he ever wrote, and it almost caused a nervous breakdown for me, but that's another story. But it had something to do with mushrooms. Anyway, but I kind of was always fascinated by Freud, and I knew he had experimented with cocaine because he has a book that the play is based on called The Cocaine Papers. And so I kind of always had it in the back pocket. It was something I always wanted to explore. And then when COVID happened, I started working on it. And the rest is history.
Yes. And you excuse me, sir.
That's okay.
I lost my place. You are Mr. Slavin.
Oh, yes.
How did the play come to you?
Howie tracked me down. He was looking for an actor, and he had very specific ideas about what he wanted for this sort of non-traditional interpretation of a traditional character. Someone had seen the last play that I did, which was a play called Homefront at the Victory, and slipped him my name, and he found me and was like, hey, read the first 10 pages and tell me if you'd be interested in this. I need to cast it right now. And I read it, and I prayed that it would be terrible so that I had a reason to say no and not do a play, because doing a play is so overwhelming. And I read it, and I was like, oh, damn it, I really like this. Now I want to do it. So, yeah. And the rest, as Howie would say, is history.
There you go.
Would you consider this a comedy?
It's a flat-out comedy, absolutely. But all my stuff is very it's always a weird mix of comedy and drama. So I would say that the first act and the second act have very different titles. The first act is called The Dream, and the second act is called The Nightmare. So the first act is kind of a playful look at the positive effects of drugs and why people get addicted. And act two is specifically about addiction and the horrors of it and the horrible things that actually happened to Sigmund Freud, including losing his best friend to drug addiction.
Well, he's an interesting character. I've read about him. He was a respected doctor,
mm-hmm.
a loving husband, a devoted father, and he touted a cocaine monthly, a gram of cocaine.
He did. So there's documented evidence he did cocaine daily, at least a gram, injected at least a gram daily for at least 10 years. He absolutely was addicted for a certain period of his life. But, you know, back then, cocaine was a lot cleaner than the street cocaine.
Uh-huh.
And so he did most of his early – almost all of his early writing on cocaine, at least up until Interpretation of Dreams.
I love the way he courted his bride. He slipped cocaine into the love letters he sent to his German fiancé, who's being played by Sarah Marafino.
Yes. Love Sarah. She's so good in the role. And her
amazing.
And Jonathan have great chemistry together.
It's a good way to keep her interested.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So how has the audience reaction been? You've been open a while.
I think, you know, it's interesting because we expected we expected bigger laughs opening night, but we realized it's such a fast and furious play. People are really trying to, they're trying to pay attention. And so the laughs have been really there, but I think it's such a, like I said, it's almost like the first act is almost like doing cocaine. It's so fast. It's just boom, 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 boom. And I think people are really enjoying it. They're really loving it.
For sure. I would agree with that. I think too, that we've been doing it for so long that a lot of the pain has sort of dulled for us. Mm. But I think, so I think the laughs, rather than just coming from a place of like, oh my God, this is so funny, there are some ouch moments. And so it's such an interesting balance between those two aspects of it. And definitely, I think audiences, they are with us 100%. They're not quite sure how to respond to some of it.
Yeah, I think what's non-traditional about the play is Freud is not necessarily likable. He does horrible things throughout the play, and that's why Jonathan is so great, because because there's always a likability to Jonathan, but the actual, which are the real actions of what Sigmund Freud did, he did them for he did them for good reasons, but he did horrible things, especially to women, and he gave his best friend cocaine because he had read a bunch of studies that the drug companies had kind of promoted that said that cocaine cured morphine addiction. And so he believed the science of the time that cocaine was the way to go.
Uh-huh. Now, you have a good-sized cast. What, six people?
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
The first time you got in front of an audience, were you surprised where the laughs were and weren't?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, completely.
And then we got a couple of, like, Freud is so horrible to his wife, he gaslights his wife in so many different ways in the second act. And we got a lot of, like, what did somebody say? They called you they couldn't believe you did that to her.
Yeah, we got some like audience, you know, oh, monster.
Like, yeah, yeah, like that kind of stuff that we didn't.
But also some laughs with that too, because people sort of couldn't believe how deftly in the text you sort of have me turn it around on her.
The play is very modern, even though it takes place in the late 1800s. It has a very modern feel to it. There's a lot of disco and rock and roll and
the language
itself is very modern. But that was intentional on my part because I wanted to show how addiction is kind of timeless in that even Sigmund Freud was an addict and experienced a lot of things that people experience today with addiction.
Now, it's a two-act play.
Yes, sir.
And it's only running one night a week on Saturdays at the Whitefire Theater, which is located at 13513500 Ventura Boulevard in Sherman Oaks, 91423. And for more information and to purchase tickets, you can call 818-687-8559 or go to WhitefireTheater.com.
Yeah, or you can also go to Freud on Cocaine, just the title of the play, no spaces, FreudOnCocaine.com, either one. But if you go to the Whitefire Theater, it'll take you to that website as well.
Is there any chance we could get any tickets to our KPFK regular listeners?
I would love that. Yeah, you tell me how many you need. I'll be happy to throw them your way. I love KPFK.
How about four pair?
Hell yeah, you got it.
Well, there you are. If you are a dues-paying member of the KPFK family, I mean, you're here to keep us going, call 818-985-5735. That's 818-985-KPFK. Identify yourself as a member, and you can get a pair of tickets. We have four pair to offer through the run of the play, and this is very close, right here in Sherman Oaks. Mm-hmm. So that's 818-985-5735. Now, is there any hope for the play after you run here?
I've had some interest from other cities, so I'm hoping. And actually, somebody even from New Zealand hit me up. So I don't know. We'll see. We definitely would love to keep doing the play. It's been an amazing experience.
Agreed.
I think, yeah. It's just been a wonderful experience. Probably,
I just saying, Harry, I do have a passport. I'm happy to go to New Zealand.
Bit of work on the accent.
I think. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if we need to change the accent.
No, we don't do we? No, no, it's fine. It's
well,
fine.
Since, like, technically we'd have to do a New Zealand accent since we're kind of doing an American
accent. We could just ask them to all do American accents.
There you go.
That feels
there
fair.
You've okay, had great such success with your plays. Your first play, Miserable with an Ocean View, featured Oscar nominee Patty McCormick. And there was Damage Raw.
Damage furniture.
Gaslight.
No, I like Damage Raw. I may steal that title.
And Gaslight House. And you're a longtime member of the Actors Gym.
Yes,
and
sir.
You study with Bobby Moresco.
Yeah. Do you know Bobby?
I met him, yes.
Yeah, he's amazing. Yeah, he just yells at me and tells me my scene doesn't work until it does.
Do you have a new play you're working on?
I do. I'm working on something now. It's also based on something in real history regarding the Supreme Court. So,
how about you, Mr. Slavin? Do you have another work you're going to? You said you were reluctant to do live theater.
Well, initially, it's such an enormous commitment, but I am finding myself drawn back to it the more I do it. Yes, I'm starting a play right after this one, by Matt Levitt at the Skylight called Sukkot.
Ah.
And then hopefully once that's over, we'll figure out what's next for Freud on Cocaine, because I would like to do this for a while if we can. So yeah, we'll figure it all out. But I feel very fortunate to be going from one thing to the next.
From my experiences, this would be a great play for the Hollywood Fringe Festival.
Ooh.
And the Edinburgh Festival.
Great. I have a passport, happy to go.
We just need a couple, like, some money to go to Edinburgh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's always that. I had the city of Los Angeles backing me, so that was great.
Perfect.
When we went. But that's great. I want to thank you both for being here. I'm so sorry to cut it off.
But, well, then why are you? I'm kidding. No, we're having a blast. Thank you.
Thank you much. And once again, I have to repeat this information. This is at the Whitefire Theater at 13,500 Ventura Boulevard in Sherman Oaks. Plays Saturday evenings through November 4th. And you can call 818-687-8559 or go to www.whitefiretheater.com.
Yes, sir. You got it all down.
And if you're a member of the KPFK family, call 818-985-5735, and you can get a pair of tickets to this play, which I think is going to have a future. I want to thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure.
And we're going into a brief commercial, and we'll bring in the next complete cast and the director of Our Hungry Ghost, which we'll see you in a bit.